This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It is the Monday night edition. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Once again, that number, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, bunches of stuff to talk about, including how government has failed the access test. They're supposed to give you access to certain information if you ask for it, and they don't. We'll give you the details there. Plus, some brilliant university guy has proposed a tax on workaholism, on working too much. We'll explain that to you. And one of our listeners has actually figured out how long it might take if you wanted to go and read all of the federal laws. Because we talked about this over the weekend, ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? So how long would it take for you to, well, become less ignorant? We'll give you that answer. California's looking at outlawing private health insurance, which is total insanity. Torgo, you want to tell us about how apparently somebody in government wants to make it illegal to report on government surveillance?
Something along those lines,
right.
Yeah.
And, of course, your calls as well, whatever you want to bring up, 1-800-259-9231. But actually, I want to start things out with by saying hello to some jurors, potential jurors that might be listening to the show tonight. Apparently, I think it was your girlfriend. Torgo.
Yes.
Do you want to tell the story here?
I don't know that there's much. I don't know there's much of a story to tell. She received a letter in the mail saying that she may need to appear for jury duty.
Right.
And the way it works, and this is in Tampa, which is about an hour from where we're at.
Okay.
And the way this works is she has to call this automated number to find out whether or not she has to report the next morning for jury duty. And if it turns out she doesn't have to report, then they give her another date. The recording gives her the date that she has to try calling back again.
Okay.
And she has to keep calling back as many times as they tell her for the course of a month.
Gotcha.
So last night she found out that she had to report to Tampa this morning at 7:15.
Right.
Oh, my.
And I haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, well, then I have heard something. Because what I was told is that she appeared for jury duty and there's this questionnaire that they give you usually whenever you go to jury duty, asking you all kinds of personal information, where you work, where did you work before that, all kinds of different things. And so she put down that she had been a talk show host because she used to work on this show. Name's Melissa, and she's still on our About the Host page at freetalklive.com if you want to go read about her. But she put down Free Talk Live, and apparently one of the, I guess the judge or somebody who was there asked her to plug the show. So she was able to get up in front of the entire room full of potential jurors, apparently, and plug Free Talk Live.
That's awesome.
Apparently a number of them pledged to actually listen to the show tonight. So I just wanted to say hello and welcome to the program. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. And since you are potential jurors, and all of you out there listening, every one of you at some point, if you've got a driver's license in your state, could very well be called for jury duty. In some states, it's only if you're registered to vote, but most adults are eligible for this. And I think it's important to let you know about jury nullification, which is one of our favorite things to discuss here on Free Talk Live. If you're on a jury, when the judge tells you that you have to judge the case based on the law and the facts presented, he's not being entirely honest. There's one other aspect to jury duty that they just don't tell you about these days, and that's jury nullification. What is it, Manwich?
Well, they used to say this all the time, prior to, say, 50 years ago. As a matter of fact, that's how prohibition was run out. Juries just wouldn't convict people for drinking. They just decided we're
but
not
going to
do
against
it.
The law.
It was against the law.
Having alcohol, producing alcohol, distributing alcohol was all against the law, but yet the juries would not convict.
Right, because they didn't believe in the law. So juries not only judge by the law, but they judge the law itself.
Exactly. That's
so
what jury nullification
is. If you don't
is.
Think a law is fair, I mean, you know, clearly everybody thinks murder is fair, but not everybody thinks that, say, marijuana is something that should be illegal, especially for medical cases. Not everybody thinks that gambling, you know, unless the government's doing it, of course,
right.
Not that gambling should be illegal. So, you know, just keep that in mind. You're not there just to judge the person. You're there to judge the law.
So if you're on if you're sitting on a jury and you disagree with the law itself, it doesn't matter how much evidence they've presented that the person broke the law. If you don't like the law, vote not guilty. That's your, it is your role as a juror. It's still legitimate. They just don't talk about it. So I just wanted to share that with any potential jurors that might have been listening.
I think that the judges have just, their heads have gotten so big now. You know, oh, well, what we say, you know, these laws are the most important thing.
I think it's, I think there's two options. I think you've got a set of judges that probably never even really taught about jury nullification. I mean, isn't it possible that in law school that they've just sort of pushed that off of the list of things that they discuss?
I'm sure.
And so they're just keeping the judges as ignorant as they are keeping the juries ignorant? Certainly possible. And it, there is, of course, the possibility that a judge does know about jury nullification and just doesn't want to talk about it. That's the other option.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about jury nullification, 800-259-9231, especially if you've had the opportunity to utilize it, if you've done it successfully, because it's tricky, because you're not supposed to reveal the fact that you're nullifying. So if you're in a deliberations with the other jurors, you're not supposed to tell them that you're nullifying because they might throw the case out.
Right.
They might call a mistrial on that.
Well, how can they call a mistrial on that if you voting not guilty because you don't agree with the law is a perfectly valid move on your part?
You'll have to go to FIJA.org, Fully Informed Jury Association.
That's FIJA.
.org and read about it. I don't know exactly what the process is, but it's you can basically chalk it up to they'll do whatever they want. They have the guns and the robes and the uniforms.
I see.
So they just pretty much get away with doing that sort of thing. If after the fact,
I mean, really, isn't it wrong in the land of the free to tell me, you know, I don't smoke marijuana, but if I end up on a jury and I don't think that people should be convicted of, you know, possessing marijuana. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's right. Isn't it wrong to tell me that I have to judge based on that?
I think that is wrong.
I mean, it's pretty bad that they tell me I have to be there at 7:15 in the morning already.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be. I'm asleep at 7:15 in the morning.
Right.
So it's bad enough they tell me where I have to be, but what I have to do. I mean, am I just supposed to dig a hole for you people? Am I your slave labor? No.
Well,
this is a country by the people.
Yes,
and jury nullification is the final check in that whole system.
Right. It's essentially the fourth branch of government. You're temporarily, for that morning, for that day, for that time that you're on that jury, you're temporarily the fourth branch of government at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And just a point of clarification, Torgo, if you manage to get that not guilty vote through, and the jury reads its verdict to the judge, and the case is done and over with, and then you go up to the judge and say, hey, buddy, just wanted to let you know I nullified that verdict, then they can't do anything. At that point, they can't bring the case back and throw it out or anything like that.
They'll find something to do if you go up to the judge and say, hey, buddy. I'm sorry, if you just address a judge as,
hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. You know, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, ace.
I don't think that'll go very well.
Home slice.
Yo, what up, J-Dog?
1-800-259-9231. All right, let's jump into a quick email here. FTL@freetalklive.com. Corey emails, hey, Ian, did you and Manwich ever use your metallic bill of rights when you went through airport security? You never told us how that went. We went to Washington, D.C. for the talk radio seminar, a talk industry convention,
mm-hmm.
and we brought along our Bill of Rights security edition. Now, it's a little card, probably about, 3.5 inches by maybe 2.5 inches.
Yeah.
It fits inside your shirt pocket, and it's made out of metal. And the idea is you're supposed to walk through the security checkpoint and have the beeping go off and have them wand you, for instance, and that's when you pull out the card from your pocket and say, oh, it's my Bill of Rights. Here, you can have that. It's supposed to be kind of cute, I suppose. You're making a point.
Right. And now, you did much better at this than I did. They said take everything out of your pockets. I took everything out of my pockets. I laid my Bill of Rights, right there on top so they could look at it.
You didn't say anything, though.
I didn't leave it in, which I guess is, in retrospect, as I was going through, I was like, oh, maybe I should have kept it in my pocket. And then I got blown by the air machine, and it was all over for me at that point. I was completely disoriented.
Well, when I did it, they did wand me, and I did pull out the Bill of Rights, and I said what I was supposed to say, and the guy just totally ignored it. I mean, he didn't say anything.
Man, which is so smooth.
So, nothing happened, Corey. There's your answer. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Government fails the access test. We'll tell you all about that, how apparently you just can't get information out of these people. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go get them online. They're free. freetalklive.com, right on the front page of the site. In fact, we go back for 11 months. We give you over 11 months for free at freetalklive.com. And despite that, we had some guy call. We had a guy in Hawaii call over the weekend, say he'd run out of archives to listen to.
He'd listen to them all.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He must. I don't understand how you could get through 11 months of this show.
He loves him some Torgo.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so go get the archives. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-5555.
1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
All right, so some news from here in the Sunshine State of Florida, and this can apply anywhere. If you actually were to go and do the test that they did, I'm sure you'd probably get similar results. Here's what happened. For the second time in 3 years, according to the HeraldTribune.com, a statewide audit by news organizations revealed that Florida's local government agencies consistently fail to provide citizens with unfettered access to public records. Overall, 42% of the 220 local agencies that were audited violated the state's public records laws. Now, how many of those 42% do you think are actually going to see some trouble based on their violation of the laws?
Maybe 0.42%.
Yeah, none. Exactly. I would guess zero. And by the way, they also failed to a similar amount back in 2004. So 2 years ago, they failed. 43% of the agencies failed. So it could be claimed that they're improving. However, 1% is statistically insignificant. During a week in February, audit volunteers posing as regular citizens fanned out across the state to ask for records that are unquestionably open to the public. They requested emails from city and county and school district officials and a log showing the calls that had come into law enforcement offices. If the state agencies were adhering to the Constitution, the state's Constitution, that is, the records should have been handed over with no fuss. Courts have determined that government agencies must protect a citizen's right to remain anonymous when making record requests. So I don't think this is a Freedom of Information Act kind of thing. That's a federal government level law. But at least from what I can tell, in many states, there are laws and constitutional provisions that say that, you know, government should be open. If it is indeed government of the people and by the people, then shouldn't the people be able to access the records, for instance?
It does seem like they should to me.
Well, apparently, in many cases, volunteers faced suspicious bureaucrats who said the records could only be released in exchange for a name, a sufficient reason, or a written request. Other agencies simply refuse outright to provide the documents.
No.
Yeah. No, you can't have them. I'm sorry.
At the city, well, it would mean work. I mean, that's probably the main reason why they're refusing. They're not necessarily trying to obstruct you because they're mean. I think it's just that they just don't want to actually go and gather the documents. They don't want to get up from their chair, stop the solitaire game, and go and get the records.
Can you see I'm eating here? If I get up and get you these documents, by the time I get back, all the pineapple juice would have watered down my cottage cheese, and we don't want that.
At the City of Miami Police Department, a desk clerk incorrectly told the auditor that he needed a subpoena to look at the log of calls to which police officers had responded recently. Contacted after the audit, a spokesman for the department said the clerk should have complied with the request and referred the question to someone else. Referred the question to someone else. Here they are, the top bureaucrats are beginning to make excuses for their lower-level offenders, and they're saying that, one of the cops says, that's unfortunate that it happened, and it shouldn't have happened, and we hope that it doesn't happen again. A spokesman for the governor's office wants to see local governments comply with the open records law, but it doesn't have the authority to force them to do so. So even though it's in the law, the government itself is claiming, well, we can't do anything
about
this.
Aren't they the executive branch and it's their job to enforce the law?
How do they have the ability to put the law on the books but not have the ability to enforce said law?
Well, they can't enforce it against their own government agencies. Probably because of sovereign immunity. Because government agencies, government employees, are very rarely brought up on any sort of charges. They're pretty much immune.
But that's not from a legal standpoint. They can be brought up on charges. They just aren't. They're just as susceptible to being brought up on charges as anyone else if they're not complying with a law.
Here's another excuse that they made. Pat Gleason, the assistant to the attorney general, says, well, Florida remains ahead of other states when it comes to open records. So apparently the 42% of agencies that refuse to respond to these requests, we're doing better than those other states out there. Apparently it's worse in your state, possibly, according to this particular bureaucrat. And the excuses continued. However, as the Herald Tribune points out, one more excuse, one of their spokespeople, there's always room for improvement, but by and large, all of the agencies are doing a good job complying with public records requests. He must have missed the fact that it's 42% that did not respond at all.
The 42% miss in a government agency is really, it's rather good. I mean,
oh, you think? Comparatively. That's not a good goal to strive for, but comparatively.
We're failing just a little bit less than every other state, though.
That's like being the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting news. Officials around the state said the same exact thing 2 years ago when the news organizations disclosed the results of the first audit back in February of 2004. So this audit hadn't happened before 2004. So this year's the second time it has ever occurred. First time it happened, they all said, "Oh, well, we're working hard to improve. We're going to send this down the line. We're going to make improvements, and I'm telling you what, you're going to be all right next time you come in here and do this." Well, they waited 2 years. They came back, and they did it again, and here are the same excuses over and over again.
Well, if you wait two more years and do it again, you're going to see the same stuff. Sorry, you know, government's just really bad at responding because it doesn't have any profit motivation. You know, if you tell Walmart, "I'm not going to shop at your store anymore, and I'm going to tell everybody I know that I'm not going to shop at your store anymore," they're at least going to weigh their options. Well, is it worth doing whatever it is that they want?
True. Although Walmart, I mean, private companies, they're certainly not required by law to open their books to you. I mean, you can't necessarily go into Walmart and expect them to give you their list of clients or their list of whatever because they're a private company. In this case, the law says that they're supposed to do these things. These are government agencies. They're supposed to be responsive.
Well, these are, in this particular case, it's a government of the people, supposedly. So they absolutely should be opening their books up to people who want to, I don't know, complain.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be able to complain about our government. I'm sorry.
Well, you can complain. You just can't do anything.
Can't have
about
any facts.
It. Right. No one will take anybody to task over this. All you're going to get are platitudes from the top-level bureaucrats saying, "Oh, it's okay. We'll take care of this. You just wait. We'll handle this. We're going to educate everybody, and next time you come in, it'll all be okay." And then the next time you come in, they do it again, and there's nothing that can be done. The governor's office won't do anything to enforce this.
They can sure figure out how to enforce other laws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're lickety-split on that sort of thing. So in this case, here's
laws that have to do with taking money away from the people. They know how to do that.
This article goes on for three more pages. We're not going to get into that. But here's a perfect example of your government totally ignoring its responsibility to do what's in the law and then saying, there's a law, but we can't do anything about it.
They only obey and enforce the laws that are expedient for them.
It's just proof that they do whatever it is that they want. It doesn't matter what you think. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we have a brand new Shriner. Her name is Beth, and she has been added to the validated section of the Shrine. However, we've had a demotion occur over the weekend.
Ooh.
We found a usurper in our ranks.
Yes, one of our other Shriners, Zoe from Australia, she actually outed another alleged Shriner. She proved...
Doppelganger.
Yep, she proved that so-called Roxy was a fake. So you can go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at the Hall of and visit the Hall of Shame to see her picture now.
The girls are embroiled in a full-fledged catfight over who gets to be a validated Shriner.
As it should be. And, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is a page on our website dedicated to the ladies that listen to the show that have sent us their photo, and it's a validated photo, which means that they prove that they listen to the show in the picture. Get the details at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, is working too much going to be taxed? That's what one university brilliant scholar has to say. He thinks that workaholism is dangerous and that we should put a tax on it to encourage people to work less.
These are just the weather vane, the canary in the mine, as it were, for what's going to happen in 10 years.
We'll get to it. We're not going to talk about it now, man. It's coming up. But right now, is talking about government surveillance going to be made illegal? What's up, Torgo? What's happening here?
Well, this story from the Washington Post. Reporters who write about government surveillance could be prosecuted under proposed legislation that would solidify the administration's eavesdropping authority.
Wow.
These are the kind of laws we need.
Yeah, exactly. An aide to the bill's chief author said that that's not the intention of the legislation.
Oh.
No, right.
Well, actually, that kind of reminds me of what we talked about Saturday night, where there was a new law in Calabasas, California, where... one of the guys from Reason magazine emailed the guy that created the law and said, you're going to be charging people with misdemeanor offenses for smoking cigarettes outside? And the guy wrote back and he said, well, that's not the intention of the law. We're going to be giving you infractions, and that's not even really the intention. Where in the law, it actually says that it's a misdemeanor, and they have the option to make it an infraction. So he's claiming that they're going to be nice and just give people infractions, when in fact the law itself says something totally different. So here you go, same thing.
All right, well, a senior policy advisor to the bill's chief author says, it in no way applies to reporters in any way, shape, or form. If a technical fix is necessary, it will be made. Meaning, the way the bill is worded right now, it absolutely applies to reporters.
Right.
But now they're getting caught, and he's backpedaling a little bit.
And we promise we're going to make a change before it gets passed. Of course, that's not going to be a guarantee.
No, not at all. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the draft of the legislation, which could be introduced as soon as next week.
Wow.
The draft would add to the criminal penalties for anyone who intentionally discloses information identifying or describing the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program or any other eavesdropping program conducted under a 1978 surveillance law. So anyone who intentionally reveals any information about active government surveillance can be prosecuted.
With what? Was it a felony? Did it say what the charge was?
Under the boosted penalties, those found guilty could face fines of up to $1 million.
Whoa. Crap.
15 years in prison.
That sounds like a felony to me.
Or both.
Oh, my gosh. Federal Holy prison crap. For talking about federal surveillance.
So if they throw the book at you, it's $1 million and 15 years in prison.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And currently, the law applies to anyone. That's the wording of the bill. Anyone who intentionally discloses information identifying or describing current active surveillance.
So are they saying that they're going to modify it to be only government employees?
They're going to modify it so that it doesn't apply to reporters.
Right.
That's just what they're claiming. They say they're going to modify it. That doesn't mean they're actually going to. So therefore, if it's you and I mean, do we count as reporters because we have a radio show?
I don't think so. I would think we do it by their definition.
You think?
Yeah. I'm not sure. That depends.
So if you're a reporter, you'll have an exclusion. But if you're just Joe Blow citizen, and you go around telling people that maybe you're being surveilled by the government or that you've stumbled across some sort of surveillance program, I don't know how that would happen, but if you were to come out with that information, you'd be facing years in prison and $1 million fine.
Well, here's some even worse things about it. Kate Martin, director of the Center for National Security Studies, said the measure is broader than any existing laws. She said, for example, the language of the bill does not specify that the information that's revealed has to be information that is harmful to national security or classified information.
Just
any old information about surveillance.
Wow.
So if you spot a van full of federal agents down the street and you tell somebody about it, then you violated this law.
Million bucks, 15 years.
The bill would make it a crime to tell the American people that the president is breaking the law, and the bill could make it a crime for the newspapers to publish that fact.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, I hope this bill doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, I can't say I got my hopes up as far as it not passing, because it seems like legislation like this is hot stuff these days. It's bipartisan, and people support this.
Well, it doesn't really bipartisan doesn't really matter much these days, considering it's a Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican White House.
Very disturbing. And, of course, if this does go through,
Specifically, I'm stunned. What the proposed purpose of this bill is, right now, it's illegal for someone to reveal classified information about surveillance to an unauthorized individual. For example, if a government official told a reporter what that government official did was illegal.
Right, because he's in the government.
But it wouldn't be illegal for that reporter to then pass the information on.
Right, so now it would be.
Yep, so their goal is to expand it so that if you receive that information from someone inside, you can't pass it on.
Right, and then, of course, this is coming up because they were so angry that the NSA plot, the NSA surveillance stuff got out. And thank goodness it finally did, because they were promising up and down that, you have to go through a court. You have to go through a court to get surveillance orders, when in fact they weren't even bothering with the secret court. And now they're going to possibly outlaw even talking about this. Who could possibly, if this goes through, what conservative, so-called conservative on the air, could possibly look at this and say that we live in a free country and that we still have a freedom of speech
right.
in America? Who could possibly say that?
I think the only one dumb enough is Savage.
Hannity might.
Maybe.
Yeah, Hannity will do anything.
He's enough of a weaselly shill for the government. Yeah. He'll probably say whatever it is they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Your thoughts on this, 800-259-9231. If there's anybody out there that thinks this is a peachy idea, obviously we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. I'm just stunned by this, and I really don't even know where to go with it. I mean,
police state keeps on popping up in my mind.
Yeah, I would want to do whatever it took to violate it, but then again, I don't know anything about the federal surveillance, so I could. I mean, what if we made it up? What if we made up information? What if we just got on the air and started fabricating information about federal surveillance? How would they feel about that? I would presume that would have violated as well, regardless of whether it's true or not.
Well, maybe if we hit on something that was real, you know. We just keep making stuff up until we hit on one that brings the feds.
Maybe so.
Well, I think, I don't know. We're pretty small organization compared to some of the big newsies out there.
You know, man, which, I mean, you say that, but there's Talkers Magazine, right? Talkers Magazine, which is the radio industry publication where all the program directors and the general managers of radio stations read this thing. From time to time, they show pictures in Talkers Magazine of political types reading Talkers, like Karl Rove and Donald Rumsfeld and Hillary Clinton. They've all been photographed, and it's probably just a cheesy photo op. They're probably not actually reading Talkers, but nonetheless, I mean, we are running half-page ads in this magazine, so it's possible that somebody in D.C. is aware of us.
That's true. Maybe our next Talkers ad should say, "Find out about surveillance in your area."
Half our podcast listeners are fibbies.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Will workaholism be taxed? If you work too much, will they tax you? They're talking about it. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the details coming up.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 90,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. Serious issues, you'll find them. You'll also find fun stuff and everything in between at the bulletin board system. Go directly to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up, somebody, some brilliant guy at a university is proposing a new tax for workaholics. We'll give you the details, but first we need to go to the phones to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo in Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Basically, a few days ago you were talking about push-pulling, with the marijuana thing, how the drug czar is doing that in Nevada, it is?
Yeah, what's going on is in Nevada, the anti-drug or the pro-drug war people, the anti-marijuana people, are push-pulling, and this is a term that describes where they have an automated...
Push-pulling, not push-pulling.
Correct. Where they have an automated guy call up people's phone numbers, and when they answer the phone, they're presented with a poll, which is full of misinformation. I guess that's why they call it push-pulling. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's how Bush got the nomination in 2000 for the Republican Party.
Really?
Yeah, basically in South Carolina, his buddies were pretty much calling a bunch of random people going, hey, would you vote for John McCain if you found out that he has an illegitimate black child? and stuff like that. And with South Carolina being like the most right-wing state of them all and a big GOP state for their primaries right there, that's how a lot of people actually thought that McCain had an affair and an illegitimate child. And
I see.
Yeah.
So this is an old trick, just calling up people and lying about your opponent or lying about the other people on the other side of an issue.
Yeah, pretty much. Right there, it started laying there because you were like, this seems new to me. Like, that ain't new at all.
Yeah, good information.
That's an amazing concept because it's like lying about someone without actually lying about them. It's just saying, if he did this, would you vote for John McCain if you found out that he scratched out the word God on all of his money with a black magic marker?
Well, actually, in the case of what we talked about on Saturday, it wasn't an if. It was just an out-and-out lie. They said, well, there's a provision on the ballot that's going to legalize marijuana and put it into grocery stores, which is a lie. So they were just lying. Anyway, George, what else is on your mind?
Before I get off the air, I was wondering another thing on neighborhood associations. I was just wondering, how did they come about and what gives them the right to tell me what to do with my property?
Well, it's simple,
in the
George.
First place.
It's simple. People formed them because they wanted to all have an agreement with one another over how each other's property would be maintained and taken care of and what would be allowed on it and that sort of thing and what color their houses could be.
If you were the first one to move into your neighborhood, though, for example, would you grandfather out if you don't want to be part of that?
I don't know.
Usually, these are the neighborhood associations. The rules are put in place before as the neighborhood's being built. You know, that's how the deed restricted communities. That's how they're done.
Right. There you go, George. Okay. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So when the neighborhood's being planned, whoever it is that's behind the effort, the investors or whoever that is, gets to create the low-level rules. And then once people start moving in, then they can take over the homeowners association.
The idea is to keep the property values up.
And what gives them the right to tell you what to do with your property is...
You consent.
Exactly. You actively consent because the person who owns the house won't sell it to you unless you sign a contract.
Can't sell it to you unless you sign a contract.
Exactly.
Here's some disturbing news from the University of Michigan. Tax policy may moderate workaholism, just as cigarette taxes can curtail smoking, according to an economist at the University of Michigan. This idiot, Joel Slimrod, says high-income, highly educated people are particularly likely to suffer from workaholism with regard to deciding when to retire, going cold turkey on their addictive behavior. Workaholism, he says, has been linked to a variety of health problems, including exhaustion, stress, and high blood pressure.
Why? Hold on. An economist? It seems like an odd thing for an economist to be talking about. Well, it's...
Well, you can be an economist and not believe in... there are certain different modes of the of economism. Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about health issues. Economists don't study health issues.
Well, he says, unlike cigarette tax, and it can take an emotional and mental toll on the worker's family. Unlike cigarette excise taxes, which are highly regressive, as in those with lower incomes paying a greater proportion of income in taxes, the appropriate corrective policy for workaholics, if they pass a law, it'll make workaholics stop working as much, right? Who tend to make more money, might involve a more progressive income tax burden than otherwise, according to this idiot. Using data from their retirement history survey and the panel of study of income dynamics, Flemrod and his colleague at the University of Texas found that workers with more education are less likely to follow through with their intended plans to retire. In fact, each additional year of schooling reduces the likelihood of being fully or partly retired by about as much as one-third of a year's increase in the planned age of retirement. So, if you've been to school, they're saying you're less likely to retire on time.
Well, they have to work a couple of years to pay off each year of school.
Good point.
That makes sense.
He says the results suggest that certain more educated and higher income respondents simply cannot help themselves. They express an expectation of retirement, but when the time comes, they are less likely to be retired.
So what? That's how they want to live their lives.
So here you go, kids. Drop out of school, work part-time. You're set for life.
Well, that's actually what they're talking about in this study, that they're saying that if you work too much, you have a problem. You shouldn't work more than the average amount of hours per week, or otherwise you're sick. That's what they're claiming.
You've got a disease.
You need to be taxed to stop this kind of behavior.
I knew you had issues, Ian.
I'm definitely a workaholic. 800-259-9231, so this hits home. We'll discuss this more. 800-259-9231. Do you work too much? Can you work too much? This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Men with
you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you, well, virtually everything for free on our website, the bulletin board system, archives, the wiki, and more. If you want to voluntarily support the show, go shopping with us. We've got a little partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer of virtually everything. You can think of a department store category. They've got it and more at Amazon.com. But don't go directly to their site. Enter through our site. Here's how you do it. You go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That'll take you over to their main site. And then at that point, anything that you order, we get a percentage of. It's that simple. You're going to do the shopping anyway. Shop through our site.
And the prices aren't going to go down if you go straight to Amazon.
No, they're not. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. All right. This is so amazing to me. This article from the University of Michigan is pointing out how clueless the people in the world of academia are. The people who live in this little shell of the school world, they just don't understand what it's like to be in the real world and work for a living and actually have to pay bills.
Yeah, where you don't have students to do your work for you. You know, a lot of these professors have student instructors who just teach their classes for them.
Yeah. Well, according to these nice morons, according to these academic morons, according to the study that they've done, workaholics misjudge the benefits and costs of working more hours in their careers and working beyond their intended retirement date. Moreover, workaholics acquire their addiction early in their careers. They claim that while their results are consistent with addictive behavior, something else might be going on. And here's their other claim. An alternative cause may be that people develop apparent workaholic behavior because they develop addictions to the consumer goods whose increased purchase is made possible by the fruits of their work. So, man, would you know me? I work a lot.
Yes.
Do I go out and splurge on consumer goods? Am I addicted to consumer goods?
You are addicted to saving your money.
Yes.
Yes. Like, it pains you to spend money. It's actually a physical pain for you to spend money.
It is. And so I think I would qualify myself as a workaholic. When I wake up till when I go to sleep, I'm pretty much working for Free Talk Live. The purpose is not so I can acquire a bunch of consumer goods. The purpose is so I could have a successful radio show and maybe have a nice life later on down the line. I mean, it's
later on when you can purchase a whole bunch of consumer goods.
Not necessarily purchase consumer goods.
Why do you continually save your money? What do you plan to do with it later?
Well, I'm reinvested in the future.
I'm a miser.
It's being reinvested. A lot of my money is being reinvested right now into the show.
Yes, I understand that, but you have a goal here. What is your goal with them? I'm like, it's being reinvested towards something. What is that something?
The number one talk show in America.
He's reeling right now. He has no idea. It's like, I save money because I save money. What are you supposed to save money?
Well, having
money
savings,
is freedom.
Having savings allows you to take care of things in an emergency.
I understand that.
Having savings allows you to invest in things in the future to make more money to save.
Then you can take that and make more money to save, and then all of a sudden numbers keep getting bigger. It's like a happy little math game that he plays.
And at some point, once you have enough money in savings and you've got enough investments, then you can live off of your investments, and it's not necessary to be concerned at that point about where the next bills are going to be paid.
I see. You know, what qualifies as work, really? I mean, answering... doesn't do a lot of heavy manual labor in his job. He could probably do this job
a phone.
Well into his 70s.
Yeah.
So, and having a job is good for old people.
But these people think it's a disease. They think it's a disease, and they want you to stop working at a certain point. They want you to just cut back. You're doing too much. I think it's silly. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, California wants to outlaw health insurance.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you're